Well, this has been a very stressful time for all of us, but imagine the anxiety involved for healthcare workers and their families. Staff on the front line account for almost one in every three COVID-19 cases here. Seven of them have died. Fiacre O'Kioni reports now on how healthcare staff are dealing with these very tough times.
A secondary school in the east of the country is to close for 14 days after the first case of the COVID-19 coronavirus.
The country faces weeks of widespread disruption as the Taoiseach today announced a series of measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Together we can slow the virus in its tracks and push it back.
212 new cases of the virus. 26 more deaths.
A further 34 deaths. 44 more people have died.
1,319 people have lost their lives.
For many of us, the heart-racing fear of COVID-19 may feel never-ending. But for those keeping us safe, that fear is a constant reality. Since the pandemic began, health service workers have been putting their lives at risk so we don't have to. Dr. Rita Doyle, Medical Council President, says it means they are being pushed to their limit.
I think this is an extraordinarily stressful time for medics. They are dealing and caring for patients in a very different way to the way they normally do. The stress levels are extraordinarily high at the moment. You're putting yourself at risk as well as caring for the patient. Doctors have an ethical responsibility to look after their own health. If the doctor gets sick, they're of no benefit to their patient.
Almost one in every three COVID-19 cases involves a healthcare worker, putting staff under additional strain. Denise Hartigan is clinical nurse manager at Connolly Hospital's COVID unit. She says the pressure has been unprecedented.
For me, as a nurse, I'm used to coping with tragedy. I'm used to coping with people's lives being turned upside down, being ripped apart. But this was on a whole new level. I felt that every day I didn't know what I was going to face. Every hour it was changing. Nurses are normally tactile. All of a sudden we were going in full PPE, looking like creatures from outer space. I still remember those first few days. I didn't sleep. I was scared for myself. I was scared for my staff. I was nervous for my patients. It was so scary. As the manager of the unit, I felt that I had to project this image of, you know, control and calmness. When I came home, I mean, even coming home was a pressure. You're so worried coming into your own home. That is a fear that every nurse, healthcare assistant had, that unless you're actually involved in, you actually don't know what it's like.
In addition to fighting the virus, medics on the front line must also fight their fears for themselves, their patients and their families. Dr. Paddy Hillary is the Irish Medical Organisation's NCHD committee chair and a special registrar at University Hospital Limerick.
The experience that we've all been through as a whole tends to be one of facing into the unknown. This was a potentially devastating disease that was coming at pandemic levels. We're used to a significant level of stress. What we're not used to is a situation where not only is the patient coming in the door unwell themselves, but there's a large probability if they are extremely unwell and we don't prepare correctly, we can cause infection to our staff, our colleagues, our family and ourselves. We're looking at the prospect of a life in PPE.
For health service workers who are struggling, supports are available from the HSE, Medical Council and individual hospitals. Among those supports is the Practitioners Health Matters Group, chaired by Dublin GP Dr. Ida DeLargy.
We recognise that there will be additional anxieties that go along with the stresses of the COVID work. As well, then, there can be additional pressures at this time that frontline workers are experiencing.
Many of those challenges are similar to those faced by the general public. Fergal Rooney is head of psychology at St John of God's Hospital. He says 50% of his patients in the past month have had COVID-19 worries, including doctors.
I don't think there's actually a person in Ireland today who hasn't some psychological pressure or stress arising from COVID and managing it. We did a review of our admission cohort for the last month. 50% of the admissions in the last month have been directly linked to a COVID difficulty that people have encountered. We saw that we had quite a cohort of people from nursing, medical backgrounds. These kinds of issues do cause deep and profound stress for people.
This deep and profound stress, as Fergal Rooney says, has affected everyone in Ireland. Despite their training, doctors and nurses are not immune, as Medical Council President Dr. Rita Doyle is the first to acknowledge.
My own daughter is a nurse, contacted COVID. I will never forget on a Saturday afternoon doing a FaceTime call with my daughter and seeing how ill she was and saying, oh my God, as a doctor, I am terrified that when we start to unwind the lockdown, we won't take enough care as a society. I walk in the middle of the road in front of a car rather than walk too close to somebody. So staying away from each other is what will keep the doctors and the nurses and the healthcare workers well and safe.
Dr. Rita Doyle ending that report from Fiacra O'Kioni.